According to a study by the University of Chicago Medical Center, doctors usually don't tell their dying patients the truth about how much longer they're likely to live. Instead, doctors say they usually give terminally ill patients a more optimistic, less accurate estimate. Dr. Nicholas Christakis is one of the authors of the study. Good morning.
Good morning.
What will doctors most likely say when asked how long a terminally ill patient has to live?
The problem that doctors face is that they find themselves in a kind of almost an impossible situation. Patients expect doctors to be honest, to be accurate, and to be optimistic. Doctors can't, in a sense, meet all of these objectives. And when patients ask them, "Doctor, how long do I have to live?" doctors employ a variety of techniques in response to this. And the reason we did this work is that those techniques may have what I think are unintended and significant disadvantages for patients. The techniques that doctors employ are, number one, they refuse to prognosticate. So we found that, for example, in 23% of the cases, a patient who was dying, who specifically demanded to know, asked the doctor, "Please, doctor, tell me, how long do you think I have to live?" the doctor would refuse to give a prognosis. In an additional 40% of the time, the doctor would give a patient a prognosis, but this prognosis that the doctor communicated was different than the doctor's private best estimate of how long the patient had to live. In only 37% of the time did the doctor tell the patient the same thing that they thought was really most likely to happen. So 63% of the time, the patients are either not getting information or getting inaccurate information, as it were, and we believe that this may contribute to the poor quality of end-of-life care that patients in the United States can get.
Why are doctors not able to say, "You're going to die, you have 6 months"?
Well, they tend to avoid communicating reliable prognostic information for a variety of reasons. Number one, of course, is that often they are unable to formulate prognoses accurately. So they feel that, look, if I can't estimate accurately what's going to happen, why should I put myself in a position of communicating the information? Now, that is another whole problem. I believe that the medical profession should be in a better position to generate accurate prognostic information. Look, we would never tolerate in diagnosis and treatment the level of error in those areas of medical care that we tolerate in prognostication. So one reason is that it's prone to error. Another reason is that physicians don't want to believe that the patient is about to die. They themselves wish to kind of maintain a sense of optimism or avoidance. And for that reason as well, because of their own internal psychodynamics, often avoid communicating prognoses to patients. And, of course, many people believe, and doctors too, that there can be an element of self-fulfilling prophecy. They're concerned that telling patients bad news might accelerate the problem. But you see, however legitimate or illegitimate all of these reasons might be, the problem is that there can come a time in the care of a patient where these kinds of behaviors actually harm the patient. And in our rush not to abandon patients therapeutically near the end of life, we often abandon them prognostically. Just when they need the information, just when they're in a position of having to make serious end-of-life decisions, and they ask for and say, "Please, tell me, I want to know," just then, when they really need it, doctors are unable or unwilling to communicate this important information. And we think that part of the problem here is that this can contribute. It's not the only factor, but it may be a very important factor in patients not getting optimal care near the end of life.
Dr. Nicholas Christakis is co-author of a study by the University of Chicago Medical Center. It's published in Annals of Internal Medicine.